On the 5:45, today an event took place in Thurles. It was to encourage more women to get involved in politics here in Tipperary. See Her Elected were running the morning event. It was in conjunction with the caucus and the council. And we heard from See Her Elected yesterday. You can listen back to that on our podcast section. And today the keynote address was delivered by former Tipperary Senator Kathleen O'Mara. And she joined me straight after to talk about how it went and her own political career.
So as a former councillor myself and someone who's run for election several times, what I do is I do workshops with See Her Elected for women who want to run, are interested in either running in the local elections in 2024 or being part of a team to support a woman to get elected. And that's because See Her Elected is specifically there to support women in rural areas. And we've written a guidebook of all the practical tips and all the practical things you need to do to get yourself on the ballot paper and get elected. So we've been running workshops now for nearly 2 years, four workshops over a week, once a month. And we have women from all over the country joining our workshops to get the advice and get the support to put themselves forward to run for election. So today's event was about was organised by the Women's Caucus here in Tipperary County Council. That's all the eight women councillors who have been elected from all over the county in Tipperary, and hosted by, they invited Councillor Peggy Ryan here in Thurles, invited to See Her Elected to come and have an event to hear from them so that the public could hear from them what it's like to be a woman councillor. And I spoke then as well about my own experience and why it's important to have women go forward for election. And Dr. Michelle Maher, who runs See Her Elected group, she spoke as well, again, like that, on the importance of women going forward to stand for election next year in particular and the difference that that will make.
Before, I want to know a bit about your political career, but I suppose before that, this wasn't around when you were running. Did you find it a bit of a baptism of fire? Like, how did you figure out how to run for election?
It was learning by doing. It was like, you know, flying the plane and building it at the same time. Yes, it was a baptism of fire. You put yourself into an election situation. I really didn't know what I was doing. I'd never been involved in elections before when I ran first back in 1997. So you were learning by doing. I did, however, have the support of people who'd been around a long time, directors of election, people who'd canvassed, party activists who came in around me in the Nenagh, North Tipperary area and were just fantastic because they had the knowledge and they had the experience. So, and that is one thing that we say to women is build your team, have a team around you. You won't do this on your own. You might do it with a small team, but it's better. The bigger the team, the better. So build your team. Start building your team now. And one thing I said today is when somebody says to you, oh, I think you should run for election, what you should say back to them is, great, so you'll be on my team. What can I count on you to do? So start building your team straight away. And yes, it was a baptism of fire. And I was learning by doing. And I know from the women who've been on the workshops is that they really appreciate all the advice and the knowledge and just the practical things that you need to think about and need to know when you're running for election.
A bit about your life in politics then. So you were a senator. I know that you ran as well in general elections. Where did that all stem from? How did you get involved?
I was always interested in politics, but my original career was as a journalist. And I never saw myself being a politician until I worked with a politician. That was in the 1990s. I worked with Aetna Fitzgerald, a woman politician. And from that experience, I said to myself, you know what? Not only could I do this, I want to do this. And then, as coincidentally as it happened in 1996, the sitting TD here in North Tipperary for the Labour Party, John Ryan, announced his retirement. So there was a vacancy and there was nobody available to stand at the time. And I put my hand up and said, you know what? I'd like to do that. And that's actually what happened. And I ran for the first time in 1997. I didn't get elected. I didn't expect to get elected in 1997. But I did then get nominated to the Shannon. And from then I built up my base and I built up my profile. I ran three times in 2002 and again in 2007. I never got elected to the Dáil, but I had 10 years of really amazing experience as a member, not only of the Senate, but as a member of North Tipperary County Council, as it was then, and also of Nenagh Town Council. And I would have to say that in my experience, real politics, like as in real politics, happens in local authorities. It happens in county councils because you are so close to people. You're so close to the voters that it is as real as it gets in politics, a county council experience.
You have a unique experience in that, as you mentioned, you ran and weren't successful in getting elected. How do you come back from that and keep the energy and even now the passion that you still have for it and staying involved?
Yeah, good question. Because it is difficult not to get elected. And I know some American politician, a woman said that losing builds character, winning builds confidence. And you must remember, like, I did get elected to county council, to a county council, to a town council and to the Senate. So I did win at some of the elections that I ran for. But it is hard, you know, and it is hard not to take it personally. And my advice to people is don't take it personally. You know, there are so many reasons why you wouldn't get elected. It might have to do with the party, vote not being great at the time. And it might have to do with other candidates being, you know, much stronger than was expected at the time, you know, and it might have to do with the campaign as well. So you can take it personally. And it's hard not to do that because it's your face on the poster and it's your, I suppose, your relationship with voters that comes to mind. So you have to take time out, pull yourself up and say, ask yourself, well, why actually am I doing this? Why am I doing this? What's it about? It's about getting things done. It's about making change happen. It's about representing people. It's about doing things for people. And I was saying here this morning that when I was asked, like, what are the best memories I have? And the best memories I have are of those small things where you could make a difference for people in their house, getting them a house, fixing a road, you know, things that were very important to a community, being politician, dealing with people day in, day out. It's a great privilege. People let you into their homes, they let you into their lives, they share things with you, you build relationships with people. It's a wonderful job, actually. It's demanding, it's challenging, but it really has its rewards.